Noise, A Flaw in Human Judgment. By Daniel Kahneman, Olivier Sibony, and Cass R. Sunstein. The real enemy of human judgment is not only bias. There is another force, long neglected, that distorts our decisions just as powerfully, noise.
Daniel Kahneman brought cognitive bias to mainstream attention in Thinking, Fast and Slow. A decade later, he returned with a second bombshell.
Even when people seem rational, well-informed, and well-intentioned, their judgments can be as unstable as a lottery. This instability does not come from prejudice. It comes from noise. Noise is the unwanted variability in judgments that should be identical. The same defendant appears before different judges and receives different sentences. The same medical scan is read by different doctors and yields different diagnoses. The same loan application is reviewed by different officers and gets different outcomes.
What looks like a coherent system is often a collection of private, inconsistent reactions.
Kahneman and his co-authors spent 4 years investigating this problem. Their conclusion is unsettling. In many professional domains, noise contributes more to total error than bias does.
Yet noise remains invisible because it hides behind averages. When we look only at aggregate outcomes, the randomness cancels out and we mistakenly believe the system is sound. The central thesis of noise is simple but profound. Bias is a systematic directional error. Noise is random scatter. Together they form total error.
A company where every interviewer prefers Ivy League graduates has a bias problem.
A company where the same interviewer rates the same candidate differently on Monday morning and Friday afternoon has a noise problem.
Both problems destroy predictability and fairness. The authors distinguish three kinds of noise. Level noise is the difference in average strictness between judges, doctors, or managers.
Some are systematically harsher, others are systematically more lenient.
Pattern noise is the way a judge reacts differently to particular types of cases.
A normally severe judge may become unexpectedly merciful toward first-time offenders.
Occasion noise is the variability within a single person caused by mood, fatigue, weather, or the order in which cases are presented. These three sources combine into system noise.
System noise cannot be fixed simply by hiring smarter people or giving them more training.
Its roots lie in the fundamental limits of human cognition and in the inherent ambiguity of judgment tasks. Point 1. Criminal justice contains astonishing noise.
A classic study cited in the book asked American federal judges to sentence the same set of hypothetical cases.
The variation was shocking.
Some judges recommended average sentences more than twice as long as others. When the facts, criminal records, and plea circumstances were identical, the assigned judge alone could add or subtract years from a defendant's life.
This was not corruption. It was not intentional injustice. It was the massive level noise embedded in the judicial system.
Judges bring different values, life experiences, and risk perceptions to the bench. These differences are magnified by a system that grants wide discretion.
Researchers also found occasion noise within the same judge.
Decisions made before lunch differed from decisions made after lunch.
Fatigue, emotional state, and caseload all influenced outcomes.
A system that promises consistency was being undermined by randomness at the level of individual decisions.
Point 2. Medical diagnosis is also saturated with noise. When the same X-rays were shown to different radiologists, diagnoses diverged dramatically.
A study of pathologists revealed disturbingly low agreement on whether the same tissue samples showed cancer.
This does not mean doctors are incompetent. It means medical judgment is filled with pattern noise.
Each physician has a personal threshold for what counts as suspicious versus certain.
Each tolerates ambiguity differently. Each weighs the risk of false positives differently from the risk of false negatives.
When a patient's treatment depends on which doctor happens to be on duty, the reliability of medicine is called into question.
Worse, physicians suffer from noise blindness. They believe they are responding to objective facts.
They do not notice that facts must pass through subjective thresholds before becoming decisions.
Point 3. In prediction and evaluation, noise often drowns out signal.
Organizations rely heavily on expert intuition for hiring, performance reviews, and risk assessment. Yet research shows that simple formulas frequently outperform experts. The reason is not that experts are foolish. It is that expert judgment is noisy. College admissions provide a famous example. Interviewers' ratings of the same applicant vary widely. A simple formula based on grades, test scores, and activities often predicts academic success better than interviews do. This does not mean interviews have no value. It means their value is diluted by noise. In hiring, unstructured interviews have very low predictive validity. Different interviewers extract different impressions from the same conversation. Appearance, accent, weather, and interview order all subtly shape scores. Companies invest heavily in interviewer training while ignoring a more fundamental question, whether the judgment task itself is sufficiently structured. Point 4. Group decisions often amplify rather than reduce noise. Intuitively, pooling multiple judgments should improve stability. But noise shows that group interaction can introduce new variability. Group polarization, authority effects, conformity pressure, and information cascades can all pull a team away from the true signal. In discussions, the first speaker often disproportionately shapes the final conclusion. Louder voices, higher ranks, and smoother speakers tend to dominate. The authors recommend that information collection begin with independent judgments before any discussion. This prevents early anchors from contaminating everyone's thinking. Aggregating independent judgments is a powerful noise reduction tool. But it only works if the judgments are genuinely independent, not merely independent in form while actually following the crowd. Point 5. Rules, algorithms, and structure are the main defenses against noise. Kahneman does not argue for replacing humans with machines everywhere. He argues for decision hygiene, standardized practices that reduce unnecessary noise. Decision hygiene includes several key measures. First, break complex judgments into independent dimensions and score each separately. Second, use structured scales rather than vague overall impressions. Third, when possible, use simple formulas or algorithms to assist or replace human holistic judgment. Fourth, preserve the independence and anonymity of judges to prevent mutual contamination. Fifth, regularly audit judgment outcomes to measure the level of system noise. The authors present many cases where these measures work better than expected. Sentencing guidelines reduce differences between judges. Structured interviews and rating forms improve hiring fairness and effectiveness. Diagnostic checklists and imaging algorithms reduce misdiagnoses and false alarms. But decision hygiene has costs. Excessive standardization can suppress flexibility and individual justice. Algorithms can encode historical bias into future decisions. The goal is not zero noise. The goal is balance between noise and rigidity. For individuals, recognizing noise is the first step. We often treat our judgments as factual conclusions and our confidence as accuracy. Noise reminds us that confidence and accuracy are only weakly correlated. A judge can be highly confident and highly unstable at the same time. Therefore, for important decisions, we should seek outside views, decompose judgments into dimensions, record predictions, and review outcomes later. This metacognitive habit keeps us relatively clear-headed amid surrounding noise. For organizations, noise reduction is a systems problem. Leaders must admit that professional judgment is not automatically reliable. Process design is part of quality. Organizations should invest in judgment audits to measure noise in key decisions. They should promote structured tools instead of relying on heroic individual intuition. They should build feedback loops so judges can see their long-term accuracy rather than relying on immediate satisfaction. For society, noise is a matter of fairness and justice. When criminal sentencing, medicine, lending, and admissions are noisy, individual fate depends partly on luck. Reducing noise is not only an efficiency issue. It is an ethical issue. Institutional designers must treat judgment consistency as a public good, not romanticize inconsistency as professional discretion. Noise is a sobering book about the limits of human judgment. It tells us that the world is distorted not only by bias but also torn apart by randomness. Bias makes us systematically wrong. Noise makes us randomly wrong. Both are dangerous, but noise is more hidden and therefore less discussed. Kahneman brings noise from the shadows into the spotlight with rigorous research and rich real-world cases.
He does not promise a noise-free utopia.
Instead, he offers practical principles of decision hygiene that can be applied immediately. In an age of information overload and intensive judgment, noise reminds us that true wisdom begins with admitting our decisions are not as stable as we believe.